Mac remained on the deck, leaning on the rail, watching the casually competent way that the older woman handled the ship.
Reckon you could do this on your own, couldn't you, Nancy?
If I had to, Mac.
Big boat like this?
Not too difficult. She's been set up so that one person can sail her in calm weather. If the wind rose or the sea got rough, then it would take two. Probably three.
You've done this sort of thing before?
She smiled at him, her even teeth gleaming in the fading moonlight.
I've done most things before, Mac, and been most places. Sailed as a little sprat with my father off Pawtucket Sound up in New England.
The wake was straight as an ebony ruler, leading back toward the invisible bulk of the land. Mac breathed in, savoring the clean taste of the sea.
Good.
Beats most pleasures.
She glanced up at the leading edge of the mainsail and made a slight adjustment to the helm.
Wind's freshening and veering a couple points southerly. Help us on our way.
To catch Jim and the others?
Strength in numbers, Mac. Especially when you're all strangers in this strange new land.
I read that.
Nancy looked sideways at him.
Then you know where the quote comes from.
Of course. I used to read all the science fiction going. It's Robert Heinlein.
Sure, Mac, but he got it out of the Bible from the book of Exodus. The 22nd verse of the second chapter.
You know the good book real well.
The sail fluttered, and Mac was conscious that they'd picked up a little more speed.
The Bible. I was once in a prison cell in Colombia under sentence of death for 3 months. Tidal water flooded it up to 6 inches from the ceiling morning and evening. Then the crabs came in, big as dinner plates. All there was to read was the Bible.
My God, Nancy. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, Mac, it is. I just made it up. Truth is that I was a good scholar at the Sunday school when I was a little one. I happen to remember a lot of it. Remember most things. Call it an eidetic memory. Remember more things than I want sometimes.
They sailed on together in silence for 20 minutes or so.
Going to bring her around slow and easy onto a northerly course. I don't know how much progress the others will make during the night. We don't want to pass them. And I didn't want to risk running us onto a shoal in the dark.
There were some maps in the cabin.
I know, Mac, but if you have earthquakes powerful enough to totally alter the coastline of California, then, well, it's a fair bet the shallows and reefs might have shifted around some.
Mac nodded, feeling vaguely foolish for not having thought of that.
Of course.
Mac, you're an astrophysicist. 3 months ago, all this would have seemed like some drug-induced nightmare. Profoundly impossible. The world you knew, totally destroyed and reshaped. You're doing well enough, believe me.
His hand had dropped to clutch the steel hilt of the hunting knife on his hip.
Well enough? By Christ, Nancy. A dead wife, 2 dead sons, and a dead daughter. Boy, have I done fucking well.
You got a live wife and 4 live children, Mac. Batting better than 50%, and that's a damn sight better than you should expect.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon. And I know, Mac. Believe me on this. I know.
You want to talk to me, Nancy?
About who I am, and where do I come from, and what makes me tick.
The warning note couldn't have been clearer if she had shoved the muzzle of the Heckler & Koch in his mouth and cocked it. Mac shrugged, hands off.
Hey, come on, Nancy. You can't blame any of us for being curious. Just that it seems you know so much about the Hunters of the Sun and Zelig and all that shit.
I know some, but not all. I truly don't know where Aurora is. I figure it for somewhere close by the Cascades, but that covers a lot of miles.
For another few minutes, they remained silent while the bell sailed on across the painted ocean.
You know, Mac, if we can make it to Aurora, you know that it's not going to be heaven on earth.
Sure. I guess I sort of see it as a kind of refuge, where some decent people have gotten themselves together to try and hit a lick for what's right. And I sound like John Wayne at the Alamo, but you know what I mean, Nancy. Someplace better.
She nodded, looking behind, then up at the sky.
Wind's still getting stronger. Could do with a reef in the sail. Better get below and wake up Jeff and Paul.
All right.
Then we'll swing around northerly and start moving back toward land. Someone can spell me at the wheel for a couple of hours. Best be you, Mac.
Good plan, Nancy.